food in the desert. The group traveled on and couldn't find enough food to eat. My, it took a lot of food for this many people and animals. Everyone was getting hungry. Some complained. Their complaints were catching. Soon everyone began to complain about Moses. They blamed him for everything that went wrong. They seemed to forget the miracles God had done and how he could care for them. Some said, "We wish that we had died in Egypt where we did eat all we wanted. You have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." What a silly thing for them to say. Jehovah heard all this grumbling and spoke to Moses. "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day. On the sixth day, it shall be twice as much as they gather daily." Moses talked to the people and told them God would care for them. "Your murmurings are not against us, but against Jehovah," said Moses. God said, "At evening you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God." That evening, thousands of quails came up to the camp. They flew low, and it was easy to kill them or catch them. Everybody had a good supper. Perhaps some of them remembered to say thank you to God for the food. But what about breakfast? They couldn't go to a store and buy donuts or cereal. The next morning, after the dew was gone, small, round, white things suddenly covered the ground. The people asked each other, "What is it? What is it?" They could not imagine what this was on the ground. They had never seen anything like it. Moses answered, "It is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat." Moses told them they could gather up enough for everyone in their family. Everyone would have plenty to eat. How good it tasted! It had a sweet taste, like wafers made with honey. Moses warned them not to gather extra for the next day, but some did not obey. They tried to keep some until the next morning. However, the next morning the bread had a bad smell and was full of worms. Morning after morning, without fail, they found the bread waiting for them. After they gathered what they needed, the hot sun melted what was left on the ground. For the next 40 years, this was their main food. There it was each morning right beside their tents. They called the food manna. This food was on the ground 6 days a week. There was never any on the seventh day. Not even one small piece. Why? God was teaching them that one day was holy. It was different from the other 6 days. He told them to gather 2 days' food on the sixth day of each week. By God's miracle, the extra food gathered for the Sabbath day would not spoil. It was always fresh and good to eat on God's day. For many hundreds of years, God's people worshipped on Saturday, the seventh day of the week. It was called the Sabbath. This was the right day to worship for hundreds of years. Later on, God sent Christ to give a new law and a new church. We live under Christ's law today, and the Bible teaches us now to worship on the first day of the week. Sunday is the first day of the week. Sunday is now a special day for worship. We should worship God every Sunday.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.